Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to writer and actress Lisa Park. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about a story about her grandmother's escape from North Korea. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wimby Show.
Very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time writer and actor Lisa Park. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
나는 한국 사람이에요. 한국말 못해요.
나 한국말 조금.
No, you 잘해.
조금 잘해.
So you're a park.
I'm a park. I'm a park.
You're a park because I'm a park.
You're a park. Wait, are you
Stephen Park Lee?
Park.
Okay, just explain to because this is I like doing the Korean stuff.
Okay, Korean
beginning.
Stuff. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, baby.
You were from America, right?
Yeah, from America.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Whittier first.
Whittier?
Yeah, Whittier.
Damn, you could have gone the other way. You could have been in like a Latino gang.
I know, I could have.
Right? Because Whittier got some gang, Latino gangs, right?
That was where I got in my first fist fight when I was a little girl. Whittier.
The neighborhoods,
the streets. Okay,
it was real in Whittier. Yeah, what Whittier is, because people might not in Kansas or in Nebraska or Virginia might not know what is Whittier.
So Whittier is like a small area, maybe like 20-30 minutes east of LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly Hispanic. A lot of it's a Hispanic community,
and there's mm-hmm. Hispanic gangs in Whittier, right?
Yeah. But I was there when I was very young.
Yeah. Did were there the Chola influence around?
Oh, there was.
Because I noticed your makeup job. I'm not trying to say, but that looks kind of Chola style.
Is it?
I mean,
really?
Chelsea, a little bit?
Is it? I guess a little bit.
But that's not
weird. It's just like the standard ABG bad girl wing.
So you got bullied?
No. So I grew up in Whittier and then I moved to Chino Hills. So then I went from do you know Chino Hills?
That's past Rosemead.
Past
Rosemead.
Near Pomona. Diamond Bar.
West Covina.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha,
mm-hmm,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So then I moved to Chino Hills, mm-hmm. and then, so I didn't really get involved in any, none of that
mm-hmm.
gang related
stuff.
No. But a lot of, my sister's friends, because she was older than me, she had a lot of, her friends, they had the fucking hardcore eyebrows, super chola.
But the aqua knit too?
My brother had the bangs, they had it all.
Because back even the Pinoys had the crazy, they had the beautiful hair. They make it puffy at the front, mm-hmm. the bangs,
yeah.
like a beautiful puff.
I
was way more jealous if they had the rat tail.
The rat tail? Were you like that though?
I didn't realize I was jealous because I'm like, in the high school picture, you'd be like, oh, he looks cool.
He looks freaking hard.
There was harder, but then cooler because there's an added danger element with the rat tail.
Yeah, that's true.
Or mullet. Even
the mullet.
Because a lot of them had a cross between rat tail and mullet.
Mullet, yeah.
But either way, the cool factor.
It did. Why didn't you do it?
I did it later in life, but was by accident or default because I just stopped paying attention to my hair.
The back.
Yeah, and then one part started growing longer, and then someone said, hey, are you growing out a rat tail, dude? And I go, no, am I? And so I just left it alone, and it got kind of this long, and then I started trying to braid it.
Did you really yourself?
Yeah, I tried to. I tried to do the rubber band twisties.
Did you really?
Yeah, it didn't work
out. Your mom was probably like, what the fuck is that?
It didn't work out. Oh, this was in L.A.
Yeah, in L.A.
But go back to, so you're a park, I'm a park.
Yeah.
So describe and vocalize to the listeners and viewers where my mom told me a story that park is really park.
Park.
So explain why our parents decide to go with park opposed to the...
I don't actually know that. I just know that. I just thought that it was like the Asian way to say park.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, you say orange, you say orange.
Orange.
But like park.
Or aircon.
Yeah, yeah, aircon.
Instead of air conditioning, aircon.
Yeah, yeah. So I just thought park was park.
Okay, so I'll present to you my theory of what I thought my mom kind of relayed to me. I'm guessing since we're Korean Americans, I'm talking about their thought process. It would be easier to change it to park. Add the R instead of the puck.
Oh, maybe.
To Americanize it. Yeah. Assimilate us into the American school system.
That's actually pretty smart. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Because park, they're like, that's a American word. That's a word.
Park. Let's go to the park.
Let's go to the park. Because I am park.
But park's even worse because they're like, when you tell your people outside that aren't Korean, they'll be like, your name's Park, dude?
I know. I did get that
like,
a lot
from
my...
Like, that's even weirder.
Yeah, I did like, get that from, like, you know, the white kids at school. Like, ooh, Lisa Park, gonna go to the park. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah. Oh, so they said that, too. Hey, when you did that, that was kind of like, I felt the power. I felt the power in that. So let's go back to Chino Hills and just, like just your upbringing and, like, yeah, some stories of some your childhood or whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, man, my childhood. Okay, let's see. So... Yeah, I grew up in Whittier and Chino Hills. What do you want to know about my childhood?
Oh, just your upbringing and like your experience just growing up, you know, being a Korean person in that area. But there are a lot of Asians in there around Chino.
Not really. At least for me, where like the school I went to, there wasn't that many. And if they were Korean, like they were kind of like, you know, obviously the FOB, quieter.
Yeah. They might not know what FOB is.
Okay, so a FOB.
We got people in Canada watching this.
Okay,
maybe. Yeah, go ahead.
So FOB means...
What does it stand for?
Fresh off the boat or fresh off the pieanggi. So in Korean, pieanggi is airplane.
I know. Keep going.
So, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, fresh off the boat or fresh off the pieanggi. Basically saying that we're immigrants coming from our home country to here. And so FOBs are people that are, immigrants.
The pieanggi, that's the first time. Yeah, I've heard
really?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, fresh off the pieanggi.
Yeah, the plane.
The plane.
Fresh off the boat, that's what I remember.
Yeah, because I don't know any, at least I don't have any family members that came on a boat.
No.
We all came on a plane.
Korea, that's quite a long expedition there. You know, Columbus type expedition.
Yeah,
like following the stars for like 8 years. We've reached land.
Yeah.
No, it's just weird. Were your parents strict? Where are they from? Are they from Busan or Seoul?
So my mom's side is originally, my mom's grandparents or my mom's mom is from North Korea originally. She's like, she had like the whole escape
story. Slow it
down
there.
Yeah.
Slow it down. From north to north?
Mm-hmm, from, yep.
Whoa, keep going. Whoa.
Yeah, so my mom's side is north, but my mom was born in Busan. I think that's where she was born.
Busan.
Yeah, Busan.
But that's in the south. Busan?
That's in the south, yeah.
Gotcha.
But then like, you know, my harmony, my grandma and her brothers and sisters, they all came down south, luckily.
Well, my next question is this. Mm-hmm. How the hell did they escape the north?
So right when the war was beginning, there's a whole story about this.
Oh, like, I've heard some stories.
Yeah, like
too.
My grandma, like...
Go ahead.
Like,
oh, that's why you're here. I love this stuff.
Yeah, so...
keep going.
So my grandma, she like had to cross the Han River. She said like at one point she had to pretend that she was a boy and like look communist and like wear like a communist
hat.
Yeah, like to look like a man kind of so she could pass and stuff. Because she went back and forth a couple times from north to south to get her brother to come back. Just some crazy, I don't
even
know. I'm like,
correct me if I'm wrong, that's not an easy ass task
it
at
is
all.
Not.
Because don't they have landmines and barbed wire and
yeah.
dogs? Like crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And you're saying she went back and
forth? She went back and forth. Well, I think she did it like went back once and then came back.
Woo!
Yeah, something was pretty crazy. But she was actually saved by an American soldier.
What?
Yeah. Like, oh. At the end, while she's, like, coming, she said she was trying to come down to South Korea. She said all she remembers, it was snowing, it was cold, everyone had their homes, like, on their backs, you know? Because they knew, like, oh, we need to go because this is a bad situation. There's a war.
Korean war.
There's a war happening. And my grandma says she just remembers everyone's crying, her aunts are crying, everyone's crying. And then there's American soldiers as well, kind of, like, beside them as everyone's walking, and they're like in their trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And this American soldier pointed at her and said, come here.
How old was she at the time?
I'm not sure. I think she was like young though. Maybe young teen or something, you know? My grandma doesn't even know her age still to this day. She doesn't know her birthday.
Yeah.
But then basically he's like, come with me, you know, come here. And then she was like, you know, super confused. And he basically put her on this car, couldn't really talk to her. She couldn't talk to him. There was no language, you know, like they couldn't speak.
So it was a lot nonverbal.
Reading
facial expressions.
Gotcha. But then, you know, her sister was like, go. Or her aunt said, go, just go. Just go with him. It's fine. She's like, I don't want to leave you.
She's crying probably.
Yeah. And then she said the guy put her on this boat on top of all this stuff, like put money in her skirt. Like, put watches on her.
What, the American dude?
American dude.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. My grandma still, that she never know. She never knew. And then in the
end. So the American soldier gave her loot, gave her jewelry.
Everything. And, like, I guess she was in this ship. And then he said, don't say anything. Just sit here and just wait, you know. So she was like, okay. So she waited. And then next thing she knew, she, like, a few, you know, however many hours later, she's in South Korea. And then when they like open the boat, somebody comes down, they see her and they're like, oh, you know, this person wanted to help you. And then she was sitting on all this stuff and it was like army rations of like cigarettes. And that guy gave everything to
hooked it up. If this was a movie, that would be Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah. Tom Hanks would have done that. If this was saving, Private Ryan, Korean edition.
And my grandma was very pretty. So I think that's also why. Like she was very, very cute.
Okay, let's call a spade then. Mm. There might have been a little bit of motivation behind Hanks' actions here.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
As far as I scratch your back, maybe he might be looking for a wife.
What my grandma thought,
a
too.
A Korean wife. Because that,
she didn't think that. It makes
that
sense.
That happens.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it does.
That's happening now. That mm-hmm. happens.
Yeah, that does happen, you know? Yeah.
Why is it this? I didn't mean to switch topics so quick, but I noticed that it's okay for a white man. Like, it's more like okay, accepted that a white man, like, marry an Asian woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's an Asian man with a white woman, oh, we can't have that.
Really? Do people care about that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
What are you talking? Really?
An Asian man with a white...
Yeah, okay. So, if you see, like, a white dude with an Asian woman, no one turns their head. They're like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? You got dudes going over there. They do, like, trips over to, like, Cambodia or wherever. But then when you see... When you see an Asian man, unless you're Bruce Lee,
he's the only exception.
Bruce Lee, you get a pass.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because you're the dragon. Enter the dragon, Fist of Fury.
Yeah, that's true.
But then, because I've taken like Asian study classes. But not only that, my girlfriend's white.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that
people.
In Gilbert, and this is what I'm learning about Gilbert, Arizona.
Dude, people don't like it.
It's hell. There's a little racist.
Dude,
the Proud Boys. You know the Proud Boys, the dudes that you know that had to do with the Capitol Hill. Proud Boys, the Trump dude. Yeah, those dudes. Proud Boys.
Well, that's just because they're racist in general. So they're just like, no, little man.
So I'm just saying, like walking around in Target, I noticed like
they're like,
oh no, it's evident. They're like,
the fuck is this China man? Like, fight me.
Like if there's something wrong. It's like they do a second look. They go.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is true.
It's one of those.
Like, that is true.
What?
Is very true. I've like traveled down towards like southern states, and I felt very like unsafe.
Give me an example of an experience you had.
I think I was in Arkansas at a Waffle House.
Woo! Yeah. Arkansas. That's the last state I want to go to.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was honestly super scary. I was in a Waffle House. It was like kind of late at night. I was doing a road trip, and I just remember there was like this group of like, you know, Caucasians.
There ain't no rice pudding in here.
And they're looking at me. They're like saying something, you know, and I'm like looking. I was like, there's a feeling when you know that you're kind of in danger, you know.
Now, is it more the looks or let's just go back to the Korean word nunchi.
Nunchi.
Which means kind of awareness,
common sense.
Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a combination of all of that? Like where you feel the energy, you hear a remark, something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah. It was a little bit of everything. And mm-hmm. I remember one of them was really drunk. And I couldn't really make out what he was saying because he was sitting pretty far. But the way he was looking at me wasn't like a nice look.
Mm.
You know, it was kind of like his eyes were like
what are you doing around these parts?
Like, you know, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, we need to go.
Like, what the hell were you doing in Arkansas to begin with is my next question. Is it that awesome over there?
No,
what were you doing there?
No, so I was dating somebody, and we were going to see his parents that lived in Indiana and Nash and in Tennessee. So we were making a road trip. So, and then we had stopped there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you, in three word, wait, is it time? This is a perfect time for a word from our sponsor.
Oh, say, can you see these beautiful nuts? The Stevie Weeby Show is brought to you by Manscaped, my friends. Make your move, partner. Well, it's on you. Go ahead. I'm way too quick on the draw, son. It all starts with this lawnmower 4.0, my friends. This bad boy is waterproof and has a 400K LED spotlight that just can't miss. Kids, you can eat your boogers again, finally, after using Manscaped Weed Whacker. This thing cleans your ears as well as your nose hairs. Tell a friend. These colors don't run. These colors don't run. Do you want your nutsack to be shinier than the top of Lex Luthor's bald head? Then get Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package. This is all you need, my friends. Trust me. It's time to shine those Liberty Bells. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with code Stevie. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com and use discount code Stevie. Balls so beautiful, the Statue of Liberty would be blushing.
And we're back. In three words, three adjectives, three things to describe Arkansas. Go ahead. We might have to edit this out. But
waffles.
Waffle House.
It was damp feeling.
Damp.
And cool.
That's safe. We don't have to edit that out at all. That's safe.
Yeah.
So I take it. What's your guess as far as the Korean population in Arkansas? Is it nil?
I don't think there's much. I actually had a best friend that moved to Arkansas for like 3 months, but she was highly depressed. She was Korean.
Wait, is she Korean?
She's Korean,
okay,
yeah.
So if you're a highly depressed Korean woman, she thought that was the solution is to move to Arkansas?
No, so her mom moved there because I guess they have like a little Korean, you know, Koreans in their church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're a little some, you know?
Oh, we all, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we all dealt with that, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just went for the donuts.
That's very true.
The windshields. Yeah.
No, I went for the like the kimchi and the kimbap.
Yeah, the kimchi and the donut. The kimbap.
Yeah.
Describe what kimbap is to the viewers.
Kimbap is a Korean, it's like Korean sushi, basically. Where instead the seaweed is on the outside and the rice is in the inside mm-hmm. with some veggies.
And then there's, what's in there? Udon. udon. What's the yellow?
Takwang.
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 So yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, describe
anyways, takwang is
what's takwang? This is the Korean. Going back to the Korean stuff. Go ahead.
It's a yellow radish. It's like pickled.
Pickled.
And it's hard. And it's like neon yellow.
Yeah, it's like, it definitely looks like a neon alien.
Yeah, yeah.
Sci-fi yellow.
Sci-fi.
Very
yellow.
Bright.
Very bright. Yeah, yeah.
Very noticeable within the gimbap.
They're yeah. huge. They're like a little stinky. Big.
They're like this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It tastes good though.
It tastes good.
Yeah, and it's good. You know, I like it in small doses.
I like all the stinky foods.
Yeah, I do too. And then they have what else is in the gimbap?
There's spinach.
Spinach.
Carrots.
Carrots, and then tteok's not in there.
No.
I'm thinking about tteokmandu. No, okay, so that's it.
Yeah, yeah, some
and
goodies.
Then some of them have spam.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Some of them will have a little spam.
Yeah, I love those.
Okay, so going back, this is interesting. I like talking about the Korean-American experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
let's get into it.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, because, you know, all of the Korean community that you know, they've been here, you've been on there. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, dumbfounded to Eunice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you were following, you know, so
yeah.
I like having the community.
The Korean, let's bring them in, you know?
We are
a family.
It because it's you know, there's not a lot of
us.
Korean people doing
what we're doing.
Content and trying to do the things that we're doing. And so I think that I love talking about all of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So is there any other, like, you know, situations where you notice racism at all?
All the time? like my whole life growing up? Right?
Okay.
Kind of, right?
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you been so desensitized to it where you kind of like, because, like, I'm going to give you my example of Arizona, Gilbert, where I'm noticing it now, but my mom's been there for like 2 decades. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She's been out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how come I'm only noticing it now?
Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it, can I be honest? A big reason is my girlfriend's white.
Oh.
And I brought her out there.
Oh, and they're just like, whoa.
Yeah. Stinker.
Yeah, and you're just like,
major
what?
Major stinker.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just like jelly, you know? They're like,
I don't think in their minds there's something not computing.
Yeah,
they
just don't like it.
That.
They just don't like it.
They
yeah.
don't like
it.
It.
I
they
understand
don't
that.
Like
yeah.
it. They're like, you know what the vibe I get is like, if I could mind read, it's like, stick to your own kind, partner. Stick to your own kind.
I get
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
I get
yeah,
that. I get
yeah,
that.
It's
I get
that vibe.
I do. I understand. Yeah. No, I feel like it's always like that, though, and I feel like I grew up with that a lot as well when I was younger. You know,
so
just people kind of like
different outside
races.
Your races.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've dated all around the map, right?
I wouldn't say all around, you
but
know,
you,
I would like to. There's yeah. still some I haven't tried.
Hey, holler. We're going to plug your Instagram at the very end.
Find
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Find her. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You're open to like having
I'm open.
New experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I don't know. Korean experience, man, especially living in California. Oh, your question was, are we desensitized?
Yeah, we desensitized to it because we're so used to it.
I think so in a sense. It's almost to the point where now when people do say something that's like semi-racist, I just stare at them and I let them realize that they're like, they just said something really stupid. I'm just like,
that's a good approach,
you know,
because you're making them feel self-conscious.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like,
right. Yeah, I like that because you're keeping your poker face.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, I'm calling you out. Mm-hmm. I'm calling you out without having to call you
yeah.
out.
But when I was younger, I wasn't like that. I was like way more aggressive. Like if someone says something racist to me or something, I'm like, what, you want to fucking fight? Like, let's go.
Like if someone on the playground. Let's
yeah, yeah,
a
playground.
Play, like.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a white classmate.
Yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
Dude, I would probably just smash your face immediately.
But you heard that song, right?
Yeah, of
Chinese.
Course.
Wait, hold on.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
Oh, you know what
you
I'm saying?
You do it too good, man.
Well, 'cause I've heard it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah. I would probably slap
it
you.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
But the you know what? I've almost gone the opposite way because I do a lot of white boy shit. You know?
Me too.
Like I do this, and you know, so it's like I almost white need a
white boy shit.
Yeah, this is white boy shit. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I do a lot of white boy shit too, man.
Another sponsor, Longhorn Tobacco. But you know what I'm saying? It's like I think in a way, subconsciously or no, unconsciously, we're like, I need to assimilate more.
Yeah.
I need to become more so they accept me.
Yeah.
But no matter everything we do, we cannot fully be accepted. To that degree that we want to. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
To where we want to be fully accepted and integrated into the society.
I think that's true. And I think that's probably has to do with the fact that like we're always searching for that identity, you know, never feeling Korean enough, never feeling American enough, right?
Yeah. And because have you been to Korea?
I have, yeah.
When's the last time?
It was like in 2015 or 14 or something. So it's
right.
Yeah.
And then did you notice the cultural differences?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Now let me ask you this: did the Koreans knew your Mugu?
They definitely knew.
Like American Korean?
Yeah, yeah, they could tell.
How? See that blows my mind. Tell them how they could tell. The Koreans could tell you guys us apart.
I think one, I'm not like. Okay.
Yeah. Or
you know. Yeah. I'm like laughing with my mouth open. I'm like, you know, I was smoking cigarettes outside. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I think just the way I carry myself, like,
right.
Most Korean men from Korea are kind of scared of me. Because they're
That's interesting. Yeah. Why do you think that is? I think I kind of know.
But I think most men are, anyways.
No, I want you to explain that. Why are they threatened and intimidated by you?
I think because I probably have a very strong personality. And
keep,
so,
keep going.
I'll tell it how it is, you know? So I'm not afraid to speak my mind and to speak what I want to say, I think. I think that's why. Wait, you tell me why. Why do you think they're scared of me?
No. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. I just want to hear from you. I want to hear your take on it. I think that, to add on to that, I think that in Korea, they need to be so masculine.
Yeah.
That's why I think that they need to assert themselves in that dominant role. I don't think it's right, though, because there's so much domestic abuse and just alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
You notice Koreans, they have a high percentage. Don't quote me, but I'm sure that a lot of them get, like, strokes.
Yeah.
A lot of Korean motherfuckers get strokes, right? Yeah. And so I think, because my dad was the same way.
Yeah, my dad, too.
Did he hit?
What hit?
Did he abuse?
Oh, he was, but he stopped once. When I was really little, I was the one who's like, I'm gonna call 911. Like I used to say that. I'm like, this is child abuse. I'm gonna call 911. So he would get he got scared, you know. And then that's when he stopped.
That's smart.
Because
if you take it outside the Korean thing, they're like, you're getting a cop involved. That scares the shit out of
them. Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? They have no control outside of that microcosm of your household. Yeah. They have no control.
Exactly.
I mean, so it worked. I wish I had that language.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Child Protective Services, APA.
I don't know how I knew.
Like, how did you know that?
I don't even, honestly, I don't know. I just remember being little and like super small because, you know, my sister and brother, I saw them get abused because they're older than me.
They get beat downs?
They got beat downs more than me because I was so little.
Like beat downs.
Beat downs, you know?
Give me an example. They grab a stick.
Like a stick. And
my dad used a keyboard. But
yeah, like a wooden stick.
Yeah.
Just anything. Like my dad's favorite was squirt. Did you get those?
Wait. Say that again. So, clear into the microphone.
So gorbang was like knuckle sandwich, basically. And that was his favorite, just knuckle sandwich us.
A knuckle sandwich?
Yeah,
wait. Show the camera.
So this is a gorbang. So it's just the middle finger out and just a boom.
So this is a gorbang?
Yeah. This
means gorbang. This means kind of like a sharp fist. Like a knuckle. Bloody knuckle fist.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
He would do that to me, I think, because I was so little compared to my siblings.
Yeah.
Because my sisters.
Are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest. I'm the baby.
I'm the youngest, too.
Yeah, I'm the mongness. So I would watch what he did.
She's a baby.
Yeah, and I was like.
We're all babies here. Yeah.
I like being the baby. Because I feel
Well, because they got the. the grunt of a...
They did.
They
the
did. Old,
the sub, older siblings yeah. did. Yeah, definitely. So I think seeing that, I had to like think like, yo, how am I going to survive this? Like, so I was like, 911, I'm going to call 911.
But do you know that what I'm learning now? All of this stuff, it all equates to trauma.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I'm learning that. I'm doing trauma therapy with my brother right now. We're doing weekly sessions.
That's amazing. That's
like,
really good.
Like, not only is it helping me as far as sorting out our relationship, the way we communicate with each other, a lot of this other stuff is coming up as far as I'm realizing, like, I didn't know Appa. Mm. I didn't.
What he went through and how he was raised.
I didn't even know him at all.
Oh.
He was gone. He had the kage. He had three kages. He was always in the van getting the...
He was busy man.
Yeah, he was... And the thing is, he didn't know me.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm realizing, like, damn, like, I got to give him a little bit more credit. Like, he showed up to a few wrestling meets or spelling bee or whatever. He showed up to certain things.
Yeah.
But as far as... You know, this is the problem, I think, with Korean... I don't want to generalize, but to correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't know how to communicate at all.
Oh, yeah. No.
At all.
Like...
He was like, Pegapol?
Hmm? Yeah. Pretty much.
You know, or like, just you like, sleep good?
You suck.
Yeah.
Too. Just like...
It's either, are you hungry? Did you sleep? Or something like that.
Or some criticism.
Yeah.
For sure. My dad was pretty harsh, but at the same time, like, I know he loves me. And,
oh, I know. He loved me,
know,
too.
You know, it's like, I know how my dad grew up. And, you know, my parents, both of them have, like, abandonment issues. And it's like, that's obviously why they couldn't love me the way that I wanted. But that's no reason for me to look at them and be like, oh, you were so horrible. You know what I mean? Like, I still love my dad. And also, I think because my mom left him, my dad really just, like, he completely 180 changed.
No,
way nicer.
Right. You mentioned the word abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's talk more about that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that, do you think that's a common thread here as far as?
My issues?
Well, like, not your issues, but just, the like, in other family,
I
like,
so.
Structures or whatever.
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't say, I don't want to generalize and say everyone, you know what I mean?
No, but that does occur.
I think it does occur. And I think, especially in Korean communities, there's a lot of survival, you know, because of a lot of what we went through. You know, so it was all survival. A lot of them had a lot of babies, you know, because the more babies, the more richer you are, like, because my dad had like 7 siblings or something like that.
Oh, same with my both sides of
your parents.
Like 7 sisters, 8 brothers.
Yeah,
just a ridiculous amount.
And it's like, think about how little love each one of them got. Like, not much.
Yeah, you know? I have a West Samchun. I have a West Samchun who didn't work a day in his life.
Really?
But he was the coolest one.
Really?
And I remember he had one gold. This is before gold fronts were in.
Yeah.
I remember. He had one gold tooth, like, right
That's
here.
That's pretty gangster, though.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I remember he'd bring us to, I don't know what the Disneyland is called in Korea. I remember the balloons. And
yeah, yeah.
He brought us there. But and then I ask about him, like, whatever happened to that dude?
He was the gold tooth guy.
Like, yeah, the gold tooth guy. He's like, my mom's like, he didn't work a day in his life.
Oh, interesting.
And so I just wondered, like, but how? But the thing about it, he was the most coolest.
Mm.
He was the chillest. He was just always like smoking cigarettes and just chilling and nice to us. And
yeah,
I was wondering about that guy.
That is interesting.
Yeah, because, you know,
he's
Korean.
Pretty cool, gold tooth.
Because the rest of the siblings were like, go, money, ton, chibit, ton.
But he was like laid back.
Yeah, didn't work a day in his life.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just, it intrigues me because it's like now I'm starting to uncover, like, I don't understand all of it. I'm just discovering, like, these things that were, like, underneath the surface as far as, like, these issues. These are big time. I mean, and then you brought up a good point. It has to do with our, you know, our parents and then their parents.
Oh,
and you
yes.
mentioned survival. It's
yeah.
like, I think my dad, even at that in Korea, like, I think my mom told me a story. He was a shoeshine boy.
Yeah.
Where he would run down the dock
yeah.
Near the peninsula where the American ships would come
yeah.
in or something. And then he'd break out his shoes.
Hustling. Yeah.
I mean, this guy was like, third grade?
he was a kid.
I know. It's like.
And that was like my dad, too.
Like,
my dad was.
Yeah, like, what's that? You know, like some. whatever, just some street, what are they, compa,
I don't
like,
know what they're
like
called.
Like street rat shit.
Street,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Street hustler
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. My dad was like that too, though. He was very poor. He was very, very poor.
I mean poor.
Poor. He said like he would go to school like in a bus that would take so long, and he said the road was so bumpy, he's just like this, the whole road. He's like, Tanga, you know, my bus ride, like this, all the way.
And I was like, dude, that's funny. Oh my God.
And my dad said he was always so hungry. He said that's what he remembers the most, is just being so hungry. And he would like, sometimes he would like steal like a potato from somewhere,
oh,
and like
my God.
He would be like so happy that he had a potato. And
dude, do you like potato? Wait, that's so crazy. Do you like potatoes?
Who doesn't like potatoes?
But no, but I like the things that my mom likes. Like, I'll give you an example. My mom loves pickles, right? And I think this is just a theory. My mom died when she was a kid of starvation, like malnutrition.
Oh, okay.
So she has a story of like her mom. Put a blanket over her head. She thought she had died. And my mom said, wait, just hear me out. Yeah, so don't get emotional yet. So my mom said that she like crawled to the pickle jar, and she said she ate the pickle, and then that's why she survived. And so my theory is, like, when I'm at In-N-Out Burger and I go, can I add pickles?
Because
I think it's in my DNA. I think it's just genetics. You know what I'm saying?
She'd pass that pickle.
Yeah,
gene
the pickle.
To you.
Yeah.
Pickle survival.
No, it's a straight survival.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's true.
I think about that stuff. And yeah. No, going back to potatoes, I like really like, I love potatoes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
so
you
good.
Know, like baked potatoes, or, you know, you can bake them, mm-hmm. you can boil them, whatever, yeah. But I always think that, like, maybe it's, like, ingrained in our DNA because of generations of survival.
Yeah.
Kimchi, too.
Kimchi, too. Like, I love kimchi, too.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. By the way, I'm going to ask my intern, Chelsea, did you enjoy the kimchi?
Yeah.
She loved the kimchi. Yeah. She lives in K-Town.
Oh, nice. I'm
like
American
I said,
K-Town
she's
too.
Bit practically Korean.
Yeah. Dude, kimchi is the best, though. Yeah, I love kimchi.
But kimchi is one of those things where when I was younger, I'm like, oh, mashup up so.
Really?
You know? Yeah, it wasn't till later. I think it's the chiges, the kimchi chige. And, you know, you go to these restaurants and then you'll be like, oh, dude, this is real good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You ate every,
I want to ask you, was your mom a good chef or a good Korean cook?
Oh, she could. She had her own kimchi chicken, but that's why I regret it. I'm like, dude, that
you
I had
like
$80 meals in front of me, and I was like, oh, it's not good.
I want
like,
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, but it's like that was a real thing.
Yeah, definitely.
What is jajangmyeon? And then what's the cold noodles?
Naengmyeon. That's the fire right there.
So, describe to the viewers what naengmyeon is.
Naengmyeon is a cold noodle Korean soup. It's tangy. Sometimes you put some mustard in it,
yeah,
a little bit of vinegar.
Spicy mm-hmm. mustard. Mm-hmm. You could put ice cube in
ice
it.
Ice cubes are
nice
in there.
Chilled.
Mm-hmm. It's a summer soup.
Vinegar is the secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. Vinegar. Oh, hard boiled egg.
Sliced on the top. I love when they put the Korean pear slices
ooh,
in there.
Oh, not only that. Let me add to the pears.
Yeah.
When they thinly slice the cucumber.
Yep. That's
you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Ooh.
I just had it recently, like last week.
I want some right now.
Yeah.
But check this out. This is great as far as Korean companies doing this, making it easier for us. I'm not that great of a cook. Did you make that on BCD? So they sell, BCD sells a kimchi jjigae starter kit.
Oh, the soup, the BCD soup.
They have a starter kit.
I get that too.
Yeah, where the tofu's in there, mm-hmm. and then they have the broth, the red
paste
for the broth.
Yep.
But then my mom, when I went back to Gilbert, she has a naengmyeon starter kit.
Yep, they do have those.
So there's starter kits for all these things that we like
to
eat.
Go to the Korean market, H Mart. Dude, you get hooked up. You can make anything now. Like anything. Like they have everything now.
So do you know how to make naengmyeon?
From the bag.
But that's good enough. I mean,
good enough. Yeah.
You just buy the other ingredients.
Yeah. I'm sure I probably could. If I like had, I'm pretty good with like, if I have a what's called the chef list. No, not chef list. Recipe.
Recipe list.
God damn. A recipe. Like I can, you know, I could bust it down.
I know the viewers and listeners probably at this point, they're like, this episode's been hella Korean.
I know.
Can you guys move on to like more of her trajectory, dude?
Because
I don't, you know what I mean? This is a rarity, you know? This is multicultural here.
Absolutely.
Everyone comes on here and, right, it's, when's the last Korean we had on here? Was it Dumbfounded? Eunice? Honey. Yeah, more younger generation. Let's get back to your thing, the acting and got into that.
Okay. When I was in high school, I never thought that I was going to go to like a college. Only cuz my parents, we didn't really have money. So I was like, college is money. How the hell am I going to go to that? I didn't know. Like, I literally did not know that there was things like grants or none of that. And then I figured out, community college. So I took like a year off after high school.
Mm-hmm. What high school did you go to?
Chino Hills High.
Oh, that's what's mm-hmm. up. Shout out to Chino Hills.
Chino Hills.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I went to Chino Hills High. Mm-hmm. And then, but also, I also want to backtrack too and just say, like, my upbringing was not very a normal Korean American experience.
In what ways?
Well, like, my dad is also a stoner. Like, he smokes a lot of weed.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, which is kind of, it's pretty rare. Like, there's not
I've never heard of a Korean dad smoking weed.
Yeah, like, I knew
you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Is this a Mandela effect? Am I in an alternate reality?
Yeah, my dad was a huge, huge stoner pothead. Still is.
When did he, in Korea he started this?
No, here in America. So my dad came to the States when he was like 15, 16.
Oh, okay.
And so he went to, I think, LA High.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, he started smoking weed ever since he was in high school and he never stopped.
Can we give him a shout out?
Shout out to my dad. Hi, Appa. I love you very much.
What's his name?
Dongwon.
Shout out to my main man, Dongwon.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, that's respect.
Yeah, yeah. So
my main man, Dongwon.
Dongwon.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
He's a sushi chef.
Keep doing it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My main man, Dongwon. sorry. I had to do it.
No, so on top of that, like, at one point, my family, we actually started growing marijuana in our house as well.
Hello.
Yeah, so we started.
What, homegrown?
Homegrown.
Damn, who's about it?
Yeah, we were about it.
Where'd you get your seeds? And
I don't even know where we got.
This is before hydroponics and it is now, right?
Yeah, before all of that. It was 2008.
So, yeah, now it's crazy.
Now it's crazy,
they have the lights, the fluorescent lights.
Yeah, we had all of those, too.
In your house?
In our house. Okay. Mm-hmm. We turned, our garage into, a weed operation. And then my parents' bedroom, also, we took out the mirrors on their closets and then turned that into a budding room and blacked out the mirrors.
This ain't your typical Korean story.
No, not at all.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, my brother was also a big time drug dealer at the time, on top of all of that.
What was he do? Okay.
Was he
slaying just weed then?
No, it used to be weed, and then he started selling harder stuff heroin. Okay, yeah. No, and then
I don't want to incriminate him.
No.
I'm not going to even ask for his name. We'll leave it at that.
No, okay. And then my house got raided.
But really?
It got raided.
By the feds?
Mm-hmm, by the cops.
By the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Who narked?
Well, we still don't ever
Who's
really
the rat?
Don't know.
We don't know. Someone called it in?
I don't know. We really don't know.
Yeah.
But so, and then that was that was the same year I graduated high school when that was going down.
Dang.
So
there's a lot of heat.
There was a lot of stuff going on. Ooh. And I was just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with my life. Like, I was like, dude, I need to go to college because what am I going to do? I'm just going to be I don't want to struggle like my parents struggled. You know, that was my main thing. I was like, I'm not going to struggle like them. So I went to college, tried figuring it out, but I knew deep down I wanted to work in entertainment, but I didn't know any other Asians that did it. I had no idea how
this
to even get there.
This is before Steven Yeun.
Yeah. Like I had literally had zero clue. I was how do you even do it? I don't know. So
How did you learn how it all worked?
How it worked?
Yeah, and how you
that
did
took
it.
A long time for me to figure out. I think so.
No one tells you. That's no all, one tells it's you. All Jedi secrets. No one's gonna tell.
No one's gonna tell you. You got to figure it out.
I know. Isn't that frustrating? Yeah. Though? They don't tell you. Oh,
they
you
don't
need,
tell
you.
You
need an agent, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you need headshots, dude.
Yeah,
like,
but
what are you doing?
Exactly. No
you,
one. Tells
you don't
you.
Know about LA casting, dude.
Yeah, like, you're not on
what
there.
What are you doing, dude?
Dude, you don't know about yeah, actors' yeah. access.
Do you even have a reel? Do you have yeah. a film reel? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what a principal role is?
I didn't even figure all of that out till recent. Yeah. Still. But yeah, I went to college and then I was like doing the safe route. I was like, I'm gonna become a nurse. I was like, I'll help people. Like, that's noble.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah. that's noble. Like,
that's a safe route too.
That's a safe route.
You know, you know your salary.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, nurse, that's a commendable occupation. Yeah. Anyone who like follows it all the way through.
Exactly.
It's commendable.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, I want to help people.
Cause it's a hard road. Cause it is a lot of schooling and right.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I started going to like doing clinicals, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, every day I went, I saw the nurses, and they were so miserable. Like, they're never smiling. And I was like, that's my future.
I mean, it probably adds a few years to your life.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't me. So I remember, like, calling my mom and crying and be like, I can't do this, Mom. Like, this is not me. I was like, I want to be in entertainment. I was like, I don't know what. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, okay, well, if this is really what you want to do, I was like, Mom, I have to do it. And then I dropped out of school and then was like, you know, in LA, but basically I got heavily into drugs. And then just like those.
I'm sorry. I've been there too.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been
know,
there too. Yeah,
you
I'm
know,
in, I'm
you
in
know.
A 12-step program.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like, yo, I go to NA
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay, I'm sober.
I'm
yeah,
sober
yeah.
too.
Okay, there you go. Like,
I'm sober
I didn't
too.
Even know. I didn't even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sober
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right. But it led to you
yeah.
cleaning up your act.
Cleaning up my act.
Right.
Recently,
mm-hmm.
though. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we, since you brought that up, mm-hmm. like, you got to realize that on your own.
Yeah, I also had a pretty traumatic thing happen as well on top of all of that. So I think that really woke me up.
Like, what do you want to
yeah we can talk about
that?
It yeah,
yeah,
yeah we
go
can
ahead.
Talk
what,
about
what
it
happened? What led to your sobriety then?
Well, I definitely tried sobriety back in like 2015 2016
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then like I was sober I think for like 22 months and then I relapsed and then
I relapsed too
yeah,
after
yeah.
2 years yeah
yeah
yeah I relapsed.
Oh, you same oh, same
yeah,
thing yeah
relapsed like all the, two or three times
yeah,
yeah.
same
oh,
same
yeah.
a lot of times where I'm like no and then all of a sudden it just
and then so you think you have it too. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
Then you know
yeah,
what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And then my brother passed away.
When did that
yeah,
happen?
Last year. Oh, yeah. So I think that was like and my brother was was heavily into drugs.
I'm sorry, I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, yeah. So I think because of that is where I'm like in a place now where one, I have no fear to chase what I want to chase, you know, like really go, life is so short,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But it's like the craziest thing though, is like when my brother was, I think he started using meth for like 7 years.
Yeah.
We
all dabbled in that. As
yeah.
Well. Yeah.
And he was like on and off the streets. He was on, I would find him at Skid Row. Like,
was he smoking glass?
Like he was shooting glass? It and smoking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he was, yeah.
So it was both. So yeah, it was really bad. He was like in and out of jail, in and out of rehabs,
right,
halfway houses.
Right.
Like
he's older. How was the age gap?
He was 3 years older than me, so he was 30. He passed when he was 32. Like, but yeah, I would find him out in Hollywood Boulevard, like high as fuck, like
just on one,
you know. And so it's the saddest part is like when you have a family member too who's an addict, like you're going through the highs and lows with them.
There's codependency
yeah.
too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why Al-Anon and Coda, all
mm-hmm.
these things exist because there's things attached to that. Like
absolutely,
it fucks up, it messes up relationships or
families.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
were you there when when he passed, or like how did you? Because my dad passed not in those circumstances, but we were actually at the nursing home. We were there when it happened.
No, so my brother he got hit by a car.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
in
LA on Melrose.
On Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, yeah. So that was like it was on the news and everything.
Damn!
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
And then,
so that fucked me up for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Like,
yeah.
And then how do your folks deal with that?
Well, now I think they're, my mom is doing a lot better now, you know, just because like we were struggling with it for so long.
Why?
Like, so, of, mm-hmm. like my mom was like, you know, fighting for him to like get sober for so, like always she was like talking to the, you know, the district attorneys or the public defenders with my brother and the court systems. And like, I've seen police officers like crying with my mom, like desperate because they wanted to help her, but they couldn't, you know, because my brother was so like, they just knew like there was nothing that they could know. Yeah, there's nothing no one can really do.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth. Yeah, there's really nothing.
You have to have your own moment of clarity and realize that you don't like where you're at in life. And that's the crazy part. I mean, sometimes it's just that window. And if you miss it, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened. But damn, that's so how did you how are you dealing with that now and recovering it from
Man, I feel like I'm constantly healing from it. You know,
did
like
you have to do therapy or
I started going to like different types of meetings. I have you heard of something called GRASP?
It's
like
no, this, I'm sure. Is it a 12-step kind of?
It's basically it's like a meeting for people who've lost someone to substance abuse. It's a, like a LA community.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of self-supporting through their own
Their own thing.
Yeah, you don't pay to attend.
I do probably need to do some therapy for sure, but I've just cried a lot and I've just
there's stuff there.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
stuff there for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's a hard pill to swallow. Yeah. I mean. But then it led to your sobriety, you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my sister's as well.
Oh, so it woke them up.
Yeah, my sister too, like her as well. Like
she's the oldest then.
She's the oldest,
and then
yeah.
he's the middle and you're the youngest. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
So her and I were both like, we're done. Like, because I've been partying. I've been using drugs for a long time as well.
Hey, I've been there too.
You know, so it's like after everything that happened, we're like, okay. All right, like what are we all running from? You know, what are we all numbing ourselves from? Like, why? You know, like let's face what we need to face. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm sure with even the Korean culture, there's a lot of guilt and shame involved too, as far as regret. Like, because like I know a lot of them take the blame and stuff. You know, I don't know if it's because of their cultural background, but. It's like they think, if I could have done this, then it could have prevented this. But
I went through a lot of that.
You know what I'm saying?
My mom still does, you know. But then I'm always like,
that's no good, though.
I know, but I'm always like, Mom, if Andrew was here right now, he would tell you like, just shut the hell up. You know, like you tripping. Like,
yeah, that's
you
not
know?
Good. That's
not
healthy.
Good. Yeah. So she snaps out of it, you know. And for me too, the moments when I do feel like sometimes I feel like you need to also feel that regret for a little bit, just. In order for you to really take advantage of life and not let any moment go to waste. Because if you like feel that moment and you don't like acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know, then throughout your life, you're going to just like suppress and push and push.
And we're good at doing that.
Yeah.
So until you can't hold it down anymore and it comes out in different ways. Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the Korean word for like wake up? Like nunchi pyo?
Like wake, like a wake up call, like
a
reality check,
like nunchi, or like or
I don't know,
oh Cuban pyo or something,
I don't know,
or something like that. My mom used to say something.
Oh really? I never heard it.
Wake up.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There's a Korean word for it. I just can't think of it. But let's go back to what led to your trajectory as far as the positive steps that you're taking
now
to do your thing. Yeah,
to do my thing. Well, Dude, I'm just taking it every day by day. Whatever I can do each day is honestly, like, I'm always thinking of, like, okay, what can I do today to be better than yesterday?
Right.
But at the same time, I allow myself to feel the feelings that I need to feel. Like, if I want to feel sad and cry, I'm gonna fucking cry.
If I'm in my
car and I want to scream, I'm going to scream. I don't care. Like, I don't hold anything back.
No, but going back to, like, I was specifically about, like, what you're trying to do with your acting career.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, if I'm sad.
you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, because that was a tragic event that happened that led to you waking up and your sister having your own kind of experience. And was it like, okay, life's short. I got to kind of get on my game.
Yes, definitely. Right? Definitely. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right.
Because I think for so long, I think doing like using and all of that was also all ways of me escaping from doing the work of what
I
want
to feel it.
Yeah. And doing what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Confidently.
But in our defense, using wasn't our problem. That was actually our solution.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you think of it that way, it's like, yeah, no wonder why your first whatever impulse is to, oh, give me that drug, give me that drink. It's because we don't want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the hardest part about this, doing this sober kind of lifestyle, is you're going to have to sit in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not going to be comfortable.
No, exactly. Like, that's I always heard the saying that says, like, the problem with drugs is that they work.
Until they don't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So as far as specifically this acting stuff, are you taking classes?
Yeah.
Are you?
Like, yeah. So I take classes. I take classes here in LA at a little studio.
Mm-hmm.
I do writing as well. So
you're writing stuff.
So I write as well. Yeah, yeah.
Scripts and ideas.
So recently I wrote a few essays. One specifically like about my brother, and I like put them into contests and stuff. Hopefully they'll get picked up. And I also recently just started to learn how to do screenwriting. So I'm like working on like writing a pilot, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's so vital, especially nowadays. Yeah. It's like you kind of have to, you know, do that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because why wouldn't you write your own idea? Like, exactly. Like, I always thought of it, I've done commercials and stuff, but I haven't like done like stuff beyond that. But I always thought like, because my brother's in the game, you know, acting, TV, movie, whatever. And I'm like, he's going on these auditions with other people's ideas. He has to read the other, this other dude's idea. You know what I'm saying? Rather than, I would want to recite my own, you know what I'm saying?
My
own story, or do something that you're interested in. Rather.
No, that's true. That's how I
more
feel.
Like, okay, you're the token Asian cheerleader, and you go to Central High School.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
perfect.
Then, and you're supposed to be like the token Asian, okay?
Yeah.
And I want you to grab your pom pom and then do this, and then go to Bradley. He's the football player. Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
For your thing, I think I'm like, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't you want to do like a cool independent movie, but like based on Asian stuff?
I do, yeah. So that's
like
my goal.
Like a Koreatown story.
Yeah, yeah.
I always throw Steven Yeun in there. I'm sorry. Because I'm a fan.
Yeah, you know. He's
go
dope.
Watch and he's Jordan Peele's Nope. It should be out by the time this is out. Go watch that. Yeah. I really love watching his trajectory from The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From where he's at now. Have you seen that? What's the one about him being a farmer?
Minari. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Great movie.
Great, good.
That's
great.
What I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, just
I want to do stuff like that for sure.
Like, that's why I brought it up. Yeah, something like that where it has to do with your experience and where you can relate to the characters or whatnot.
Absolutely, yeah. That's like the main. The goal that I would love to, and also to be acting in it. I would like to, you know, hopefully write it. I also think it would be cool to have other people come on a team with me to help me write too. You know, but
Do you have a representation? Are you with the agency?
So I do. I have a commercial agent, and I have a
we need to get that theatrical manager. What's next? Theatrical agent?
So I have a manager who submits me for theatrical stuff. So
you need that you need that play too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So let's put this out in the universe, because we're kind of getting to the end of this. Let's put this energy. So you agents out there, I doubt you'll watch this, but if you do, Gersh, blah, blah, blah.
UTA,
UTA, all that. Holler.
Yeah, call me up, you know.
How do they contact you, to, like, if they want to rep it?
Probably they could go to my website. They'll find, like, my contact on there.
That's great. Yeah, which is your website is?
Taeyong, DAYOUNGLASAPARK.com. Taeyong Lisa Park.
Because the commercial agent's in play, you got a manager.
Mm-hmm.
That third missing piece is that theatrical.
Theatrical. It is, yeah. Because my manager, he also does submit me. He's like kind of an agent as well.
Now, can you do that? Can you submit yourself through like LA casting or something like that?
I can, but then in terms of like getting the real real gigs, like my manager is the one who can see those jobs that I can't see.
Yeah, because, and with that thing, I mean, you'll still go on auditions, right? If you're called in, but
yeah.
So that you're covering all the different avenues.
I'm covering them all.
Writing your own stuff, going on your own stuff,
auditioning. Yeah, that's
good. I feel good about it. I think that just keep.
Oh, thank you.
Keep. It's like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
At the end, you keep chipping at the wall.
That's what I'm doing.
What's that dude? Tim Robbins? In the cell? Yep, you keep chipping at the wall. And then like a little piece, you just keep going. Yeah. You chip away.
It's funny because that's how I picture it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that one photo of the guy who's like mining for diamonds? Oh. And he's like mining and there's someone else below him mining too. And the guy below him's like gives up. But then the person above him's like he's going. And then he's the one who like gets it because he's like... He doesn't give up. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. And it's like there's like the person who gives up and the person who doesn't, you know? There's like no difference.
It's kind of like this too. I love that analogy. It's kind of like this. With what you're trying to do is you're a surfer, right? And then you're like, you're not always going to have waves.
Exactly.
You have to stay out in the water.
Exactly. Like I can't.
Because you never know when the next set of waves is are gonna come, right?
That's
and you're
very
just,
true.
You're out there with your surfboard. You're just waiting.
Fucking...
Okay, can we plug your Instagram and then your website?
Yeah.
And anything where if they could see like if you want to show them like a short thing that you've done or reel or something.
Okay, yeah. So you can find me at Da Young Lisa Park. So DAYOUNG Lisa Park. That is my Instagram, my TikTok, my website. Everything is, Tae Young Lisa Park. That is me.
Cool. Shoot. And then follow her today on Instagram.
Yeah.
Dude, that
Thank
was awesome.
Thank you for having
You gotta come
me.
Back.
Yeah, I would love to.
You gotta come back. You gotta come back. Yeah. That just flew by.
That did. I was like,
how
yo.
How much Korean stuff we talk about? About 30, 40 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah. I'll take it. We'll do part two, part three.
We'll do more topics.
You know what I mean?
That was great.
I have another podcast I'm doing with my brother Jeremiah Watkins called Scissor Bros. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. Subscribe today. Go check out that content, okay? Episodes drop weekly, Friday morning, 6 a.m. Okay. my website's kind of on hold right now, so I'll keep you updated with that. It's just becoming too much. I still have the domain name, but that's on hold right now. It's just getting too crazy. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for any of my music. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support this content. And am I missing something? Oh, my P.O. Box. If you want to send any packages, mail, anything like that, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391. L.A., California, 90093. 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Bye.